Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah on the top of Tet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is addressing the Psukim with regards to Tmura, which is Lo Yachlifenu, V'lo Yamir Oto, Tov Bira, O Rabitov. We're going to define what Tov Bira and Rabitov is. Behema Mer Yamir Behema Bivhema, so that Behema Bivhema, the Gemara is also going to address what we learn from that. Yahu Utmurato Iye Kodesh. The Mishnah explains to us, Memirim minatzon ala bakar, minam bakar alatzon. Tmura can work in either direction. You could be moving it from flock animals onto cattle, or cattle animals onto flock animals, minakvasim alaizim, or from the sheep onto the goats, minaizim alakvasim, or from goats onto sheep, minazacharim alanekevot, males onto females, minakevot alazacharim, and females onto males. Minat mimim, alebali mimim, from that which is tamim, which does not have a mum in it, onto something that does have a mum. Min bali mumim, alat mimim, or from something that has a bali mum, onto a tamim. Shinema, because the pasuk says, lo yachlifenu, ve lo yamiroto, tov vira, ora bitov. So now, the truth is that it's hard to know which direction the pasuk is saying. When it says tov vira, ora bitov, which is the item that has the kedusha, and which is the receiving item. So Rashi over here makes it clear that the first item is the chulin, the second item is the kodesh. Therefore, when you read it this way, you read lo yachlifenu b'lo yomer tov. Tov means chulin, that's tamim, bira, with hekdesh that has a mum in it. Oh, ra, ra means chulin that has a mum in it, bitov with hekdesh that does not have a mum in it. That's the way Rashi reads it, where the first item is the chulin, and the second item is the hekdesh. That means the hamara is going on the chulin, and you're transferring onto the first object, hekdesh, which is the second object mentioned in the pasuk. Tosafot reads it just the opposite. Tosafot says that when it says tov bira, means tov of hekdesh, is now being placed onto ra of chulin, or ra of hekdesh, which means a mum of hekdesh is placed onto a tov of chulin. So Tosafot sees the first item as being the hekdesh, and the second item as being the chulin. Ve'ezu tov bira. What's an example of tov bira? Bali mumim shekadam hekdesham et muman. An example of tov bira is a case where it was a bal mum that the hekdesh took place before it got a mum. You remember there are two ways to have a mum in an animal. We've learned this before. You can have a mum, and then you try to put hekdesh on top of it. That's an item where the hekdesh is not really devolving upon the item, and you redeem it, and then it's released to chulin completely. On the other hand, there's a case where you were makdish it when it was a tam, and then it got a mum in it. There, even after you redeem it, there's a residual hekdesh associated with it. Those are called psulei hamukdashim. So what the Mishnah says over here is that the type of animal that we're speaking of with the regards to a mum is an animal that had a hekdesh, and then only got the mum afterwards. Now it's clear here that the way that it's describing it is that the hekdesh, that is the item that's creating the kedusha to be placed on the other item, is what's being described here. And so the hekdesh had its hekdesh on a tam, then turned into a mum, and then it's going to be placed, or he's trying to place that onto something that is chulin. And the example the Mishnah brings is tov vira. So you see, tov must be the chulin, the ra is the hekdesh, because they're describing the hekdesh, and that's the second item, which is very supportive of Rashi's contention over here is how to read the Mishnah, that tov bira, ra betov. That's the way that the Mishnah reads now, based on this last line in the Mishnah, and Tosafot acknowledges that the last line in the Mishnah is zehefech min acherim, the exact opposite of everything else that's written in the Mishnah. What pushed Tosafot in the other direction is the first half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah says, Mimirim minatzon al habakar. So tzon al habakar means you're taking it from the flock animals and placing it onto the bakar. It means the first item was hekdesh. And therefore, Tosafot, consistent with the first part of the Mishnah, says, Tov bira and rabbi tov means that the first item is the hekdesh, and the second item is the chulin. So the difference between Rashi and the Tosafot are, which is governing the way to read Tov bira? Is it the first half of the Mishnah, or is it the latter line in the Mishnah? Again, Tosafot has to acknowledge that the last line of the Mishnah is very favorably inclined towards Rashi's pshat. The only thing is that Rashi and Bechorot actually says that Tovara and Rabbi Tov is like what Tosafot says over here. And he reads it in that direction as opposed to the way that he reads it here, which is interesting because then Rashi himself is then agreeing with Tosafot despite the difficulty in the last line in the Mishnah. And that also might be indicative of the fact that whatever Perush we have here in the Masechta may not be Rashi, may be another Rishon at that time or one of the Balei Tosafot. There's a number of pieces of evidence that maybe it's not Rashi himself that's the commentary here. And that might be one of them, was this stira in the way that Rashi explains it here versus the way he explains it in Bechorot. Now the Gemara says, Vinani Mile de Tan Rabbanan. That would be just learned in the Mishnah. How do we know that's the case? So the Gemara brings it from that which we noted before in the Pasuk, Behema Biv Hema. So it says an animal to an animal. Mikan shmemirim min atzon ala bakar min abakar la tzon min akvasim ala izim min izim ala kvasim min zacharim ala nekevot min nekevot ala zacharim umin abali mumim ala tmimim umin atmimim al bali mumim. So those are all the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah. The latter items are not necessarily clear from what the Gemara quoted. Vema bivema would teach you that animals are generic. It says animal to animal, doesn't say the same animal. That's why you would say bakar to tzon to bakar, kvasim to izim, izim to kvasim, and nekevot and zacharim. That will all be subsumed under behema biv hema. The latter piece, which is the bali mumim and it's mimim and tmim ala bali mumim, that is because of the tov bera rabbi tov. That would be the indication that those are the case. Then yochal afilu kadam mum lehekdesham. You would think that even in a case where the mum preceded the hekdesh, that you'd be able to create tmura as well. Tamalomar lo yachlifenu velo yamiroto tov bira o rabitov. Ezuhu tov bira, the same way that our Mishnah asked the same question, which is, what is the case of tov bira? What's the case where you have something that is ra in hekdesh that you're trying to now move onto tov of chulin? Bali mumim shekadam hekdesham et munam. That is the case of when the hekdesh took place when it was a tam and then it got a mum later. My Talmudo. Where do you learn that from? The Braita says it as a given that that must be the case, but it never explains to you how it got to that conclusion. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Neimakra lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiroto tov bira o rabo. Why do you have to repeat the word tov? You could just use a pronoun to replace it. And you could say, lo yamiroto tov bira o rabo. You would know that the word that should have been there was tov. And you could just use a pronoun. So, what's that mean? Betov achrino lamali. What do I need this second tov to teach you? Shmamina, tov mi ikaro oset mura. Something that was tov from the outset, that can create mura. Ra mi ikaro ain oset mura. But something that was ra from the outset cannot create mura. So the extraneous word tov, and especially bitov, so that bitov tells you that the hektesh they're speaking about is hektesh that was tov in the beginning, and then only later turned into ra, got a mum in it. Rav Amar, tavayu tov, iture miyatre. Both words of tov are extraneous over here. Imke nichtov kra, the pasuk could have written, and it could have used two pronouns here. Lo yachlifenu, velo yamir oto bira, o rabo. It could have just said, don't exchange oto, it, bira, with something that is ra, and o ra, bo. Or something bad for it. And then the it would have been that which we're speaking about, or the unspoken subject here, which would be the Hekdesh. So then, Lamali Mikhtav Tarvayu Tov. Why is the word Tov written twice when it was unnecessary to even write it once? So Chad Tov comes to teach you, Afilu Bitov Nami Kimimemir Loki. The first one tells you that even when you exchange one animal in Hekdesh to another animal in Hekdesh where they're both Tamim, you still get malkot for it. Then v'idach tov, the other one comes to teach you, mikara oset mura, ra mikaro ein oset mura. So that if you have tov that was at the outset, hektesh that at the outset was tov, that has the capacity to create tmura. Something that was not tov mikaro, but rather ra mikaro, it was a mum from the outset, that does not have the capacity to create tmura. Or in essence, the same way that we saw in the Mishnah earlier on in Bechorot, that there's a difference between something that has hektesh on it and then gets a mum, versus something that had a mum first and then got hektesh, that the item that had a mum first and got hektesh on it afterwards is a much lower form of hektesh. It's really hektesh damim, not ekdesh gufo. Similarly, over here, tamura can only be created from something that has that hekdesh gufo in order to transfer it or be matpisa onto something else. An item that only is kedushat damim doesn't have that power, and that's why you can't create tamura, pass that hekdesh onto something else in the form of tamura when the item is not first hekdesh and then only afterwards gets a mum in it. Rabbaye amar kavachomeru. Rabbaye says Rava's limud umatov bira. In a case where you took something that was hekdesh that was ra and then you elevated it to tov dulule kame ayale. In that case where you've upgraded it, you've done something better for hekdesh. Lucky. Then you get makot tov b'tov ki v'hadodi ninu tov b'tov where they are of an equal standing. Lokosha gained the lucky, then certainly he should get Malkot there. Rava told us before that the extra Tov came to teach us that even when you exchange one animal in Ekdesh to another animal in Ekdesh where they're both Tamim, you still get Malkot. Bai says, why do you need that special pasuk to teach me that? The pasuk already tells me that Tov Bira, where you're taking something that's Ra in Ekdesh, that has a moment in Ekdesh, and you're elevating it to Tov in Chulin, you get Malkot. And certainly when you're trying to transfer something tov in Hekdesh, which doesn't have a mum in it, to another thing that doesn't have a mum in it, certainly you're going to get Malkot over there. So when you're upgrading, you get Malkot. Then if you keep it on a level playing field, of course you should get Malkot. Mirava, why doesn't Rava use that Kavachomer? Enon Shimin Adin, there's a principle that we have that you can't give a punishment through a logical argument. Din, it means Kavachomer. It's something that you logically deduce. And that is something that comes through a kal v'chomer. We have a principle, enun shin min adin. The Gemara learns it from the case of arayot, whereby the Torah precludes an individual from having a relationship with their half-sister. And even though the Torah lays out that the person is restricted against such a relationship with their half-sister, it still says it explicitly that they can't have a relationship with their full sister. And so the Gemara says, if you already knew that with a half-sister you get penalized, then why do you need to tell me by a whole sister, meaning that both parents are shared by the individuals, then you get punished. You don't need that. It's a kavachomer. From here we learn, enon shimin adin. The fact that the Torah had to spell it out explicitly shows you that had it been only garnered through a logical argument of a kavachomer, we would not have given the punishment. And so from there we learn that in general, you can use a kavachomer to learn information, but you can't generate a punishment through a kavachomer. And there's also another principle that's brought in the Gemara Makot as well, which is ein mazhirin min adin. Not only ein onshin min adin, but there's also another corollary to this, which not everybody agrees to, but whether ein mazhirin min adin. Can you not give a hazara, which means a lav, can it be generated through a kavachomer or not? And the Gemara there discusses that as well. Here we're focused on ein onshin min adin, which is the fact that here you're going to give Malkot to a situation in which you're transferring the Kedusha from Tov to Tov, because you know that when you transferred it from Ra to Tov, you got Malkot, Kavachomer, then Tov to Tov, you should get Malkot. And the Rava says, Enun Shimin Adin, you can't do that. Rabbi Amar Lecha, so Rabbi does not necessarily disagree fundamentally. He says, you're right, Enun Shimin Adin, but rather, Halav Dinohu. This isn't really a Kavachomer. Migara tov meira. This worse than tov vera. Or in essence, what Baye is saying is, what is the reason that you're not allowed to move the kedusha that's devolved upon an animal that got a mum in it after it had already been hekdesh? That kedusha cannot be moved onto something that's tov. Igle milta. That the reason that you can't do it is because you're not allowed to transfer from kodesh to kodesh. Because here you're upgrading. And despite the fact that you're upgrading, the Torah still precludes you from doing such. The fact that the Torah precludes you tells you that the whole point or the whole reason it's asur is because you're moving from one hekdesh to another, or you're moving from hekdesh onto chulin and you're trying to transfer the hekdesh. That's the problem over here. Since that's already the giloy milta from this statement, then any transference of kedusha from hekdesh to another item of chulin is going to be precluded, not because of a kavachomer. Or another way to formulate it is to say that it's giving you the lowest common denominator, which is that even in a situation where the animal that's hekdesh has a mum in it, even in that situation we don't allow the transference of hekdesh, then a case where that animal doesn't have a mum in it, then it's no worse than the animal that had a mum in it. And the transfer in Hekdesh should be problematic as well. And so it's not a Kal V'Chomer, it's simply explanation for what the problem is here. And the problem is, you're trying to transfer a Kedusha. Once you've established that that's the problem, doesn't matter if you're doing it from a Baal Mum to a Chulin that doesn't have a Baal Mum, or you're doing it from a Hekdesh that has no Mum in it into Chulin that doesn't have a Mum in it. Both of those are going to be restricted, and therefore it's not a Kal V'Chomer. Tanu Rabbanan. Lo Yachlifenu B'Shel Achiri V'Lo Yamir Oto B'Shel Atzmo. We discussed this in the Tosafot on the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, the possibility that Lo Yachlifenu V'Lo Yamir Oto may not be a duplicate Isur, whereby according to Tosafot you might get 80 Malkot when you do Tmura. He did suggest that possibly there's only one Isur here, because you can divide up the Isurim and say that Lo Yachlifenu means you can't do Tmura to someone else's animal. Lo Yamir Oto means you can't do Tmura to your own animal. So then the Gemara says, V'lichtov lo yachlifenu, v'lo b'bi'ai lo yamir oto. Why don't you just tell me lo yachlifenu, which then I would know then from that, if you can't do this to someone else's animal, then certainly you can't do it to your own animal. Or the fact that tmura is problematic even when you're doing it on someone else's animal, then why isn't it, or why shouldn't it be problematic when you're doing it to your own animal? Where it says, Ikatav Hochi, had you only written Lo Yachlifenu, Hava Mino, I would have thought, Teitze Zu, Vetikanes Zu, that this one's Kedusha should be removed, and it should be transferred onto the object of the Tmura. And as Rashi says over here, that the word Chiluf is Mashma Yedei Bet Anashim. The Chiluf is an indication that implies that there's two parties involved over here. Seems almost like it's a transaction or a barter of sorts. And therefore, you would have had the Hava Mina that if you had just written lo yachlifenu means don't exchange it. Exchange it means don't take it from the first animal and transfer it onto the second animal, which would have been successful. Even though you're not supposed to do it, you would have been successful at doing it. Aval meimir. Without it being written, you would have thought that tarvayu kamakash luhu emaloloki. So maybe there you shouldn't get any malkot. And in the case where you are successful at transferring the kedusha from the Kodesh animal onto the Chulin animal, there we're going to give you a Malkot, because you did what you weren't supposed to do. In the case of the Tmura, maybe the punishment is the fact that both of them become Kodesh, and therefore you don't need Malkot over there. So Kamash Malan, the Amir Oto, comes to teach you there's also a restriction against doing the Tmura itself. Even in the case where the Hekdesh stays on the first animal and remains on the second animal, or you do it to your own animal, there also you're going to get Malkot, and not just have the punishment, quote-unquote, of the fact that both of them are Hekdesh now. Now the Gemara asks the question, which is Tosafot noted at the beginning of the Masechta, Hai b'shel echirim echidami. What exactly is the scenario where you can do Tmura on someone else's Hekdesh? Inema behema dekdesh didei, his own animal that's Hekdesh, v'chulin d'alma, and the chulin belongs to someone else, mi matzi makdish. How can you transfer kedusha from your animal, which you own, to someone else's animal, which you do not own? The pasuk says, "Ish ki yakdish et beito kodesh l'Hashem, amay rachmana, ma beito birshuto, af kol birshuto." Just like his house is in his own possession, so too the item that he's trying to make into hekdesh has to be in his own possession. And over here, meaning possession means ownership. You need to own it and possess it in order for it to be subject to your being makdishit. Ella, you want to think it's the other way around. Behema de hekdesh ba'alma, the hekdesh animal belongs to others. And your own animal is the chulin that you're trying to transfer on it. Mi matpis b'davar she'eno shelo. Since when can you be matpis, transfer kedusha from something that doesn't belong to you? Vatanyo, we have a braita that says, ein adam matpis b'davar she'eno shelo. That a person can't be matpis with something that doesn't belong to him. You need to own it in order for that hekdesh to be in your control or your purview to transfer that hekdesh onto another item. You can only be matpis with something that you actually own, something that you actually control. So the answer is, lo'olam, b'behema de hekdesh da'alma, v'chulin didei. The case is that the hekdesh belongs to someone else, and the chulin is his. So as far as the chulin is concerned, he has sufficient control over here. The problem is that the hekdesh belongs to someone else, and we just quoted a bright I just made a statement that you can't be matpis with someone else's hekdesh. That we solved the problem by saying, "Kugon de Amar Mare de Beima." The hekdesh, the owner of the hekdesh animal, says, "Kol erotel amir bebehemto yavo biamir." He opens it up to the public at large and says, "Anybody wants to use my animal for tmura, welcome to use it for tmura." So that permission then gives you the ability to be at peace with that animal, because he's now authorized you, basically, to go ahead and use this animal in order to be at peace, acherim. And that's how you create a case of tmura by enushalo or lo yachlifenu b'shel acherim. That's the scenario. And then again, had you only written lo yachlifenu without a havamina, only in that scenario would you be chayav makot, because you'd be successful at transferring the kedusha. But hamara, where both of them remain kodesh, you wouldn't get malkot. That's why it says lo yamir oto, to teach you, even in that scenario, you're going to get malkot, even when it's hamara and not chiluf. All right, next mishnah. Memirim echad bishnayim, ushnayim beechad. So we'll continue to read it like Rashi, which means here that you have two of hekdesh that you're consolidating onto one of chulin. It works. And you have hu, tmurato yekodesh, the originals and the new one are hekdesh. Ushnayim beechad. Or you have one of Hekdesh that you're trying to transfer onto two of Chulin. There too, you're successful. And the original one is Hekdesh, and the new two ones are also Hekdesh. Echad b'meya, u'meya b'echad. It's not clear here what the Chiddush is here. Obviously, if it's 1 to 2 or 2 to 1, why should it be any different if it's 1 to 100 or 100 to 1? But maybe the Mishnah is just pointing out that it's not limited in any way. And this transference of Kedusha, or the attempt of transference of Kedusha, will result in Tmura, no matter how many there are of Hekdesh being consolidated into one, no matter how many Chulin are being derived from a single Hekdesh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Mimirim El Echad Be'echad. You can only do Tmura 1 to 1. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayahu Utmarato Yekodesh, Mahu Yumyuchad, just like the object is Hu, which means one, so too, Af Tmurato Yumyuchadet. So too, the Tmura can only be one. And therefore, it's only on a one-on-one basis can you transfer Kedusha from one Hekdesh to one Chulin. That's the only time where Tmura is effective. Minahan emile. The Tanu Rabbanan. How do the Rabbanan know this? Beima, bivema. Because it says animal to animal. Mikan, shmirim echad bibet. From here you learn that you can have one Chulin derived from two Hekdesh. Ubet, beechad. Or two Chulin from one Hekdesh. Echad b'meya u'meya b'echad. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein mimirim el echad b'echad, shenemar b'heima b'veima. Now Rabbi Shimon says the same thing he says in our Mishnah, just this time he brings a different source for it. He says it's b'heima b'veima, below b'heima b'veimot, below b'heimot b'veima. Because it says in the singular on both sides, b'heima to b'heima, and not a b'heima b'veimot, not one animal of chulin from two of Hekdesh, below b'heimot, and not two of chulin b'veima. So that's his source. Amru lo, Chachamim said back to him, Matzinu beimot shukruya beima. Wait a minute, the word beima is not always a singular form. Sometimes beima means beimot. It means beimot in plural, shenamar. And he proves it from the fact that in Sefer Yonah, when it speaks about the city of Nineveh, it says that the people have beima rabbah. Now, beima rabbah obviously is not speaking about a very large animal. Behema Rabbah means a lot of animals. Despite the fact that it's saying Rabbah, it calls it a Behema. So the word Behema has the meaning of being a single animal. It also has the meaning of being many animals, similar to the word fish in the English language. A fish can mean a single fish, but also can mean a whole school of fish. It's also called a fish. So the Behema can be used in that way. And so the Chachamim say that your proof, Rabbi Shimon, is not definitive, because Behema be Behema does not necessarily limit you in that way. Rabbi Shimon, Behema Rabbah Ikre, Behema Stam Lo Ikre. You're right. When there's a modifier on it, which says Rabbah, then the word Behema could mean multiples. It could be more than one Behema. But Behema on a standalone basis never means multiple animals. And the Gemara asked the question, the time of Rabbi Shimon Mishum Behemahu? Is that really the reason that Rabbi Shimon gave? That's not what we saw in our Mishnah. Baha time of Rabbi Shimon Mishum Hu? Didn't he learn it out from the word hu in our Mishnah? Mahu miyuchad, af tmurato miyuchadet. So Gemara answers, mi ikara amarlan Rabbi Shimon min vayau utmurato. Originally, Rabbi Shimon gave the answer or explained his position based on hu utmurato. He chazed darshi rabbanan mi behema biveima. So when he saw that the rabbanan source was from the word behema biveima, amarlan, ihu mehatam nami matzina the male of time didi. He says, even from those words that you're using for your proof, I can also prove that my position is correct. So he had originally had a position that came from hu tmurato iya kodesh, but then he said, the chachamim brought their proof from behema bivema. says, even your proof is not a proof to you, it's a proof to me, because it uses Bema in the singular. So he gave that second drasha in order to basically refute the drasha of the Chachamim, but not to say that his original drasha is not a good drasha. That's the girsha that we have in our Gemara. And then we have a next statement over here, which is Amar Reish Lakish. And according to this girsa, Amar Reish Lakish would be a totally new sugya. It's an independent sugya. It's a statement. Rashi brings this in the second explanation that he brings. Tosafot favors that heavily, saying that that's the only way to explain it. The other way Rashi explains it makes no sense. Rashi brought a first explanation in which the Gemara says, and you can see this in the Divrei HaMatchil in Rashi, he says, Umishaninan. And we learn Amar Reish Lakish. Mishanina means we answered based on Reish Lakish. So that means that then, instead of Reish Lakish being an independent statement, it's answering the previous question we had. The previous question we had was, why was Rabbi Shimon switching from Vayahu Tumarato Yekodesh to Behema Bivhema? Or why didn't he use what he used in our Mishnah in the Braita instead of Behema Bivhema? The answer to that question would be what Reish Lakish is about to say. Now, if you do say that, then in all likelihood, this last piece of the Gemara that we read would not be there, which is that the piece that says here that he was responding to the Chachamim, that would not be the answer, and the answer would be the following statement, which is Umishanin and Amar Reish Lakish. So I'm going to read Reish Lakish, and then we'll go back and explain that first lashon of Rashi. Amar Reish Lakish, Moda Rabbi Shimon, Shememirin, Bechozrim, Rememirin. Rabbi Shimon, even though he says that you can only do one-on-one in terms of Tmura, he agrees that you can, from a single animal, you can make Tmura more than one time. So if each time there's a one animal on the other side of Chulin, you can transfer the Kedusha, create Tmura, and then bring another single animal Chulin and do it again. Meaning repeat Tmura. It's not impossible according to Rabbi Shimon. The only thing you can't do is in a single Tmura, do multiple items, both from the Hekdesh standpoint and from the Chulin standpoint. My Taima. Because he says the reason is Kedusha Rishona, the Hekdesh, the Echanacha. The first Kedusha didn't disappear. The first Kedusha is what he transferred onto Behemah Chulin. That Kedusha is still here. It didn't go anywhere. It's still Kadosh. If it's still Kadosh, you could transfer it again onto another animal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kishem Shem Mirim, Bet Bechad, Kene Mirim, Chozim Mirim. Rabbi Yochanan says that just like you cannot transfer from two animals of Ekdesh onto a single animal of Chulin or vice versa, so too, you can't be Meimirin, Chozim Meimirin. You can't do it multiple times. So that's the view of Rabbi Yochanan. So now, if you think it's an independent statement, then this is a machlok between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. It has nothing to do with the previous Gemara. If you think, like Rashi brings in Lashon Rishon, that Reish Lakish is the answer to the question, the answer is that you have two psukim. You have one that says Beima Bivema, and you have one Hu Tumarato Yekodesh. And that is, one of them is telling you that you're limited to doing it on a one-on-one basis. The other one is teaching you that Beima Bivema, that's teaching you that you can do it multiple times. So one teaches you the limitation of the number of items that you can do it to in a single shot. The other one is telling you that you can do it multiple times. Tosafot says about that, the dochaku. It says, doesn't make sense. The Avar Abad, the Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Mashma de Behema, Chada Mashma, Velo Shnayim. Veche Kamar, de Mamik Min, Eim Mimim, Mechuzim Mimim. It says, how can you learn from Behema, Mi Behema, that teaches you can do it multiple times? Because he already said the word Behema means a single time. So what I would suggest is that what Rashi is indicating is that you have two sources here that tell you that you can move Kedusha from one to the other. And maybe if you did it in the opposite way, Behema Bivema teaches you it's got to be one to one, then Hu Tumarato Yekodesh tells you that anytime it's Hu, the Tumarato is Kodesh, even if you do that multiple times. So that's Rashi's first explanation. Then he brings the second one to Tosafot favors. We'll just continue reading it here now. It's a Machloket Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. We're not going to address the way that it answered the previous case, because either it does, that's what it's brought here for, and if it doesn't, then it's an independent machloket, but it does not affect the remainder of the Gemara going forward. Because the Gemara brings Tanya Kavate de Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavate de Reish Lakish. We're bright to support of Rabbi Yochanan's contention, we're bright to support of Reish Lakish's contention. Tanya Kavate de Rabbi Yochanan, Kishem She'en Merim Echad B'Shnaim Kach En Merim Chozim Merim. Pretty straightforward. Just like you can't transfer from two Ekdesh into a single Chulin, so too, you can't do Tmura twice. From the same animal, you can't do Tmura twice. Tani kaveta Reish Lakish, Yochuk, Shem Shama, Rabbi Shimon, Shem Mimirim, Shnaim Be'achad, Kachem Mimirim, Chozim Mimirim. You would have thought, like Rabbi Yochanan, that just like you can't transfer from two animals of Ekdesh onto a single Chulin and vice versa, so too, you can't do Tmura And then to do tamura again with the same animal into another animal. Tamalomar, Bayahu, Utmarato, Yekodesh. That's why I would say that Dosavot's explanation seems to be backwards, which is the Ayahu Tamurato Yekodesh is the source for the fact that you can do it more than one time. Beima Bibema is not the source, and therefore I think Dosavot's criticism may not be as strong as he suggests. That means Afilu Bimea, or I would say Afilu Mea Pa'amim, you can even do this over and over again 100 times. You can create Tamura from that animal, as long as each time you're doing it, it's from one to one, and that would be in concert with Rabbi Shimon's opinion that you can't do multiples to one or one to multiples. All right, so now by Rabbi Avin. So this is where the Gemara gets much more complex and much more difficult. I sent out charts to make it easier so you can see this pictorially. But here we have Rabbi Avin asked the question. The Divrei HaOmer, Eimei Mirin, Chozrin, Eimei Mirin. According to one who says that you cannot do Tamura twice. A single animal can't create Tamura twice, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Shimon. Then, Hifrish Hasham Lihit Kaper Bo. A person separated out an Hasham to attain Kapara, for whatever reason he had to bring an Hasham, and he segregated out that Hasham. And then, Vehemir Bo. He did Tmura on that animal, because it was the Hekdesh, the first animal, he does Tmura with that animal. So now you have another animal that's Kodesh from the Tmura. But then, Vehumam. The original animal got a Mum in it. Vechilolo Alacher. And then he transferred the Kedusha from this Asham that has a Mum in it onto another animal that was a Tamim, which was what he's supposed to do, to take off the Kedusha from the one that has the Baal Mum and move it on to something that's not a Baal Mum. So now he has a second Asham replacing the first Asham that has a Mum in it. Then, Vinitkaper Basham Acher. He lost that one. The one that he transferred the Kedusha onto got lost. And then he took out a third Asham. That Asham he puts on the Mizbeach, and he's done with the Asham aspect of it. Then he finds that second Asham, the one that he used to replace the one that got the Mumet, the first Asham, he finds it. At this point, the rule is that an Asham, Shinit Kapru Baaleha, an Asham whose Baalim already attained Kapara, is Nitak Liriya. It's put out to graze to get a Mumet in it, and it becomes an Ola. It goes to Nidvata Tzibur, and it becomes an Ola. We've discussed in the past, Machloket Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what exactly that means. What's the default status of the animal? Is it automatically on Ola? Why does it mean Nitak Duriyah? It's a Machloket Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The way the Gemara formulates it is that, Kosher Bechatat Meita, anything that in a Chatat is put to death, Basham Nitak Duriyah. By an Hasham, it goes out to graze and becomes an Ola. And we know that there are Chamesh Chataot Meitot. There are 5 Chataot that are subject to Mita, which is Allah called the Moshe Misinai. And one of those is a chatat shnit kapru baleha. So over here, it's an asham shnit kapru baleha. Then the second asham, which was lost, and then he brought a third asham to be mitkaper, that second asham is an asham shnit kapru baleha. Therefore, it's nitak d'riya, and becomes an ola. Mahu shiamir bo. That second asham that now is becoming ola, what happens if he does tmura with it? The question is, is this still the same as the first animal? The first animal you did Tamura with already. And now, is this a new animal? A new Kedusha? Does that make it far enough away from the first animal to the point where when you did Tamura in here, it's as if there's a new animal creating the Tamura? Or is this identifiable or synonymous with the first animal to the point where the person who says, Ein Memirin, Chozrin Memirin, you wouldn't be able to do Tamura again? The case here, and is going to become more clear from a biased statement in a second, involves what we call Shnei Gufin and Shnei Kedushot. 2 different animals and 2 different forms of Kedusha. That is because the first Asham had a Mum in it, and then you transfer it onto a second animal. So the animal that you did Tamura with in the first place is no longer in the picture because it got a Mum in it, and that Kedusha was transferred onto a second Asham. So that second Asham is a new goof. In addition, the second Asham is not going to be brought as an Asham because you lost it. And then you ended up bringing a third Asham as your Kapara. And now that Asham is going to turn into an Ola. That's what we call Shtei Kedushot. The original animal was an Asham. This animal is now an Ola. So the question that Rabbi Avin is asking, in a case we have 2 goofin and 2 Kedushot, you have a new animal and a new form of Kedushot because it's an Ola now, not an Asham. Is that differentiated enough from the original animal to the point where you can be Chozer Umeimir, that you can do Tmura with it, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that in general, you can't be Chozer Umeimir. Maybe over here, you would be able to be Chozer Umeimir. Now, Amar Abaye, Abaye challenges this view of Rabbi Avin and says, Makami Baile. What exactly is his question? Why does he identify the question? Over here, he's discussing two issues. One is that there are two gufin, two animals, and two kedushot, two different korbanot. What is the focus of his question? What is the pinpoint issue that he has? Ibet gufin ukedusha achat. If it's about two different animals, that's really his question, even though they're the same kedusha, tibayile below mitkaper. And he should ask the question where the second animal didn't get lost. In an instance where the first animal was an asham, he did tmura with it. Then the asham got a mum in it, and then he transferred that kedusha to a second animal. Now he has an asham, the second asham, and he's going to plan on using an asham. He never lost it, never anything, and now he does tmura with it. Question is, now, is this new animal a new entity? It's second goof, it's a new animal completely. Physically, it's a new animal, but the kedusha came from the first animal. So how do we view that? Do we view that as a new animal, and therefore it can create tmura? Or do we view this as a continuation of the first animal because the kedusha, the first animal, is transferred onto it? They're both ashamot, and it's the continuation of the asham for the first animal. Maybe then you can't do tmura with it because the first animal already did tmura, so you can't do it with this second animal. So if his question was about shtei gufin, you could have eliminated the problem or the issue of the animal getting lost and having a third asham. Why not make the case simple? And then if the question is ibet kedushot beguf echad, if his question was about a single animal that has two different kedushot associated with it, tibayaleh balohumam. Then forget about the whole mum case over here. Specify the case as the case where you separate out an asham to use. That asham got lost, and then you replaced it with another asham you brought on the mizbeach. Then after you brought that second asham on the mizbeach, you find the first asham. So now that first asham, can it make tmura now? Why? Because it's no longer an asham. An asham shenit kapru baleh turns into an olah. So yes, you did tmura with it when it was an asham. But now this animal, even though it's the same physical animal, now is an olah. And as an olah, maybe that allows you to do tmura because it's a new entity. It's not a continuation of the first entity. So Abaye is trying to identify what exactly is bothering Rabbi Avin so that he could have addressed the question directly about it. He says his case is so complex because he wants, he has two kedushot and two gufin. Let's narrow down the question. Is the question about two gufin? Or is the question about shtei kedushot? And either one of those questions, you can eliminate one stage in the question, and then you'd be able to identify what he's asking about. So the Gemara answers to that, Rabbi Avin, chado migo chada kamoi boile. He was asking a nested question. Or basically, he was asking a question, and he says, if the answer is such, then this is my following question. Imtim salomar, if you tell me shnei gufim b'kedusha achat, when it's two different animals, but the same kedusha, meaning it's a new asham, because the first one got a mum in it, and you replaced it with a new animal. But they're both ashamot. If over there you say lo, that you can't do tmura again, mishum debai kedusha, because they are from the same kedusha, hayit marba chada zimna, and since you already did tmura with it one time, now you can't do it again. Shnei gufim ushtei kedushot mahu. Then, building upon that, if it's both two different animals, and two different kedushot, in a case where that second animal is going to turn into an olah, maybe that's already far enough away from the first animal that it would allow you to do tmura, teiku, that we leave as an unresolved issue. So that's why Rabbi Avin did it this way. He did it as a nested question. So his primary question was about shnei gufin. And that he could, like Abaye said, he could have asked the question by simply eliminating the step of losing the animal. And he could have just had an asham that got a mum in it and you replaced it with another asham. That was the question they had primarily. Once he said, well, if you answer that question in the negative and say that then you cannot create a new tmura, then I'm going to ask you, if you add in an additional stage that the animal got lost, so now that the second animal is not only an asham, it's an olah, so it's another goof and another kedusha, what's the din there? And the Gemara's conclusion is that is a teku. Now we have a lishna achrina. Once again, Rashi says here about the lishna achrina, yushami garsinanla. It's a yushami version of the question, which again leads one to believe that what we have here is probably not Rashi. Rashi does not usually mention Yushalmi, if at all mention the Yushalmi. And over here he's saying that it's a Yushalmi-like question. The question now starts off in a much more basic question from Rabbi Avin's standpoint, and then Abaye tries to again simplify the question, which is, Lishnachrina, by Rabbi Avin, the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avin asked, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Emirin Chozim Emirin, over here, you specify it's Rabbi Yochanan. In the previous case, you didn't specify it's Rabbi Yochanan, but here, It's clear that he's speaking about Rabbi Yochanan's shita that you can't do tumura twice with the same from the same animal. You can't produce tumura twice. He frees a sham to kaper bo. If he segregated out an sham to get kaparav with it, veimir bo, and he did tumura with it. Vehumam, and then it got a mum in it. Vechilolo alachem, and then he transferred that kedusha to a new asham. Maush yachzir veyamir. Can he go back now and do tumura again with this new animal, which is a case of shnei gufin kedusha achat? Nitkaper b'asham acher. This is another case, totally, which is a case where he had an asham, he lost it. He's mitkaper with another asham, and then the first asham nitak zelola now becomes an ola because it would say asham shnitkapru baleha. Mao, what's the din shiachzir b'yamir? Can he use this animal now to create tmura because it's now an ola? And since it's a new kedusha, it's one goof, but it's a new kedusha, maybe he can create tmura. Once again, Abaye says, "I'm Rabbi. Hey, come Ibaile. What is Rabbi Avin's question? Kedusha acheret boto guf lo nibaye humam. If he's trying to clarify another kedusha in the same goof, then you don't need the case of it getting a mum. Or in essence, he should have just asked the case of where he lost it and found a new one, and then it turns into an olah. What's the din over there? So then he could have left out the case of humam v'chidolo v'acher. You don't need that. I guf echad boto kedusha." So if it's a case where he wants, if it was a case where it's a guf mecher with one kedusha, lo nibaye nitkaper b'asham mecher, then you don't need the case of it getting lost, because then you could simply say that it's a case of an asham that got a mum in it, and it was replaced with a new asham. Or in essence, Rabbi Avin asks two different cases, and Abaye says, why does he need both cases? He could eliminate one of the cases and focus his question. If his question is about bet gufim and kedusha achat, then you should just eliminate the case that speaks about losing the asham. If his question is about Beit Kedushot and Guf Echad, then just eliminate the case of getting a mum and redeeming it. So which of the two is his question? And the Gemara answers in a similar fashion again, which is Rabbi Avin Chadam Igo Chadakam Ibaile. He asked the following question, which is, Humam V'chilolo Acher, in the case where the asham got a mum in it, and then it was transferred that Kedushah to another one, Maush yachzir v'yamir, can he go back and then do tmura with it? Mi amrinan basham rishon hu dein chuzer meimir. It's only with the first asham he can't repeat tmura. Aval beguf achad avagav the kaddish otok dusha chuzer meimir. But in a new goof where he's transferred onto a new goof, maybe there he could be chuzer meimir. Oduma kol botak dusha ein chuzer meimir. Maybe when it's the same dusha, I mean, the first one was an asham, the second one's an asham, maybe there you can't go on and do tmura again. Ve'im tim salomar, if you want to say hadein guf echad, kevin debotok dusha kaim ein chuzer meimir. So since over here, since the dusha is one dusha, even though there are two animals over here, you can't go back and do a new tmura. So then, ela nitkaper basham acher. What happens if he lost his asham and then did another one? Ve'nitak zeh arishon ola. And then the original one now becomes an olah. Maushi achzir v'yamirbo. Can you do with the same animal? Can you go back and do tumura with it? Mi amrinan ki ein meimir v'chozer meimir hani milo oto guf oto kedusha. That's only when it's a same goof and the same kedusha. I mean, it's an asham and it's the original animal. Of oto guf kedusha acheret. Maybe this animal now that has a new kedusha in it, it's now an olah. Chozer meimir. Maybe you can do muhamara. Odilma afa kedusha acheret. Maybe when you have a new kedusha, kevin doto guf, who? In chuzer meimir. Since it's the same animal, it's identical animal, you can't go back and do tmura, teiku. Then it leaves it as an unresolved issue. So in this second scenario, or the lishna achrina of Rabbi Avin, we never address the case of shtei kedushot and shnei gufin. That's not even in the picture, that's out of the picture completely. The other thing you see over here is that it's clear, according to this lashon, that shnei gufin and kedusha achat, two different animals with the same kedusha, is more likely to be considered one than two kedushot on a guf echad. That's why he asked the nested question in that way. He first asks, when I had one asham that was transferred to another asham, over there, do I consider that to be one, or do I consider that to be two? And then he says, imtim salomar, that's one. What happens in a case where it's the same one, but now it became an olaf instead of being an asham? What you see from that is that in the case we have two animals, even though it's two physical animals, but they're same kedusha, they're same asham, we're more likely to say that's one unit. Then in a case where it's the same animal, but now it went from being an asham to an olah, then we're more likely to say it's two animals. And for that reason, that's the order of his nested question. So that's the difference in Lishna Achrina. We don't address Shtei Kedushot and Shtei Gufin, but we also have a hierarchy which says that Uktu Gufin with Kedusha Achat is more likely to be a single unit or the same item, and therefore you can't repeat the Temura. That's more likely to be considered one than a case where it's a single animal that has two Kedushot that change from Hashem to Enova. So now the Gemara continues, and we're going to actually do a very similar exercise, just with a different din, which is Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Hektesh Rishon Mosif Chomesh, Ben Hektesh Sheni Mosif Chomesh. When you transfer Kedusha the first time, the Baalim, the owners, have to add on an extra fifth. And we're going to see in a second the Pasuk that they derive this from, but there are numerous Pasukim in Perek of Zion in Vayikra, which tell you that when you're the owner of the item, you have to add on a fifth when you redeem it, including by Maisa Sheni, by Hektesh of Metalkalim, Hektesh of Abayit, all of these items, when you are the owner and you are being Podet, you have to add on an additional fifth. What Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says is, only the first time you do it, you have to add on a fifth. But the second one, you do not need to add on a chomesh. So it means is that the first time you redeemed it, for instance, there's an animal that got a mum in it. So now you transfer the kedusha from the original animal onto a new animal, that's a tamim. Then that second animal gets a mum in it, and now you have to transfer onto a third animal. So what seems from Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's din is that when you did it the first time, the first one got a mum, and transfer onto the second one, there you have to add on a chomesh. But when the second one got a mum in it, and now you have to transfer over to a third one, you don't have to add on an additional chomesh. You already covered the chomesh in the first redemption. Now you don't have to add on an additional chomesh on top of that when you do the second redemption. Amar Papa, my time with the Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. What's the source of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's position? Amar Kra. Pasuk says, this is by Makdish Beito. Vima Makdish Yigalit Beito. Vayasaf Chamishit Kesev Erkachalav Vayalo. Makdish Velo Matpis. It's only the Makdish that requires a fifth to be added on. Not the matpis, not the one that accepted or received the kedusha from another item. So if you're going from zero to hektesh, that's a makdish. When you're makdish it, that's the animal, the first animal, that requires a fifth when it's redeemed. But matpis, something that received its kedusha from something that was already kadosh, meaning that you transferred the kedusha from the first animal that got a mum in it onto this new animal, that matpis, that one that got the kedusha that way, doesn't require an additional fifth. Now, by Rabbi Avin. So now then, Rabbi Avin poses the question in the following manner. Again, here we're going to have two lishonot. I just warn you in advance, the girsaot here are very, very difficult, and we'll try to work through it theoretically, and we'll, as best as we can, fit it into the words that are found here in the Gemara, but just know that you can see letters everywhere, the Gra, the Bach, Son Kodoshim, and it's very difficult to get the girsa to work perfectly, but the gist of the Gemara, based on the fact Tosafot notes it as well, is parallel to the previous sugya. Then the cases should be basically similar in nature to the previous sugya. So, by Rabbi Avin asked the following question, which is, Hifrish Asham lehit kaperbo. He separated an Asham to get kapara. Behumam. And then I got a mum in it. Vosivalav chomesh vichilulo. And then he added on a chomesh and redeemed it onto a new Asham. Whether it's chilulo al chaveiro, he leave the word chaveiro out completely. Vinit kaper b'asham acher. And then he lost that second asham. And then a third asham was used to discharge his obligation. Vinita gzel ola. And that second asham now becomes an ola. Ma'ush yasif alav chomesh. That second asham that became an ola, what happens if that ola gets a mum in it, and now you have to redeem it onto another animal? Does that redemption require a chomesh? Or in essence, how far away is that from the original Asham to the point where it's now a new form of Kedusha and you would have to add on a fifth? Or is this still considered to be a derivative of the original Hektesh? The Hektesh Rishon, is that already a derivative of it to the point where it would not require another Chomesh? So again here you have Shtei Kedushot and Shnei Gufin. The original animal was an Asham and now you brought a new animal in to redeem it. And that animal never ended up in the Mizbeach as an Asham, turned into an Olah. It's similar to the case that we mentioned before. Shtei Gufin, Shtei Kedushot. The question is, do you need to add on a new Chomesh? That's a Rabbi Avin's question. And then Abayi once again says, let's narrow it down. And Abayi might come Ibailet. What's his question? Ishnei Gufin, Kedusha Chat. If it's about two animals with the same Kedusha, come Ibailet. That's what the question is. Tibailo Benot Tchaper. Then ask the question without having to lose the Asham, the second Asham. Don't lose it. And then you just have the question. You had Asham that you wanted to use, it got a mum in it, then you redeemed it on a second Asham, and now we want to know, if that Asham got a mum in it, then do you have to add on a chomesh? Now, isn't that exactly what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says you don't need a chomesh for? That's exactly the scenario that he described. You had a first animal, you redeemed it onto a second animal because it got a mum, and then that second animal, if it gets a mum in it, you don't have to add on a chomesh. So then how could that be the question, according to Abaye, if that's exactly what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is addressing? So if you look in the Rashi, 4 or 5 lines from the bottom, he says, V'chi amar Rabbi Yeshua. So then what's the case of Rabbi Yeshua? According to Abaye, if this is the question that Rabbi Avin focused on, then what was Rabbi Yeshua's statement? Hekte sheni enimo sipo chomesh kigon. Makis balmum the berek abayit. It's a case where he made something kodesh for a balmum, an animal that was a balmum, kodesh, to get its monetary worth to berek abayit. V'chilo b'balmum acher. And then he transferred that kedusha onto another balmum. Because in that case, you didn't add anything on. Nothing changed in that case. You're just taking something that's basically cash or cash equivalent, and moving on to something else that's cash equivalent. So in that scenario, that's where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the first one requires an additional fifth. The second one does not require an additional fifth. But over here, we have a totally new behemah that's going to go on the Mizbeach. The first one got a mum in it, and now you're dealing with a totally new animal that's a tam. And then it gets a mum in it. Maybe over there you would have to have a chomesh. Maybe that's as if it's a new start. And that's the question. And that's why he says, listen, if the question is about two gufin with one kedusha, ask the question in a more simplified fashion. It got a mum in it. You have a new animal. That new animal. What's the story? If it gets a mum in it, do you have to add on a fifth or you do not have to add on a fifth? Again, that would be then differentiated from Yeshua ben Levi's question, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement, because according to now, the way we're looking at it, Yeshua ben Levi's statement would have been about a case of Kodshei Berek Abayit, where you took a Baal Mum and transferred the Kedusha from that Baal Mum to another item, or basically from one in-kind or money-equivalent item to another money-equivalent item. The first transfer would require a Chomesh, the second transfer would not. But here by the Mizbeach, where you have a totally new animal, maybe there it would be as if you restarted Hekdesh, that you should have posed the question that way. Or, E, Shtei Kedushot, Guf Echad Kami Baile, if his question is about two different kedushot but the same animal, to buy below humam, then skip the getting the mum part of the case here, and then you'd have an asham that he lost, and then he brought another asham and was nitkaper with it, and then he found the original asham. That original asham now turns into an olah. So the question would be, if the first asham got a mum in it, you would have to pay a fifth. This second animal, now that's an olah, when it gets a mum in it, is that considered to be a first animal or is that considered to be a second animal? For you would not have to add on a chomesh. And the Gemara answers again, Rabbi Avin, chadami go chadakami baile. He had a nested question. Im timsalomar shnei gufin mkdusha achat. If you want to tell me when there's two gufin but the same kdusha, lo, it's not considered to be a new entity, mishom, dvai kdusha itosipa chadazimna. He already added on a chomesh in this kedusha once, in this level of kedusha, this asham, he already added on once. Shnei gufim u'shtei kedushot, my. You have two gufim and two kedushot, does that already make it a new entity, by which then you'd have to add on a second chomesh? Teiku, you leave that as unresolved. Here comes the much bigger girsa problems, but again, just let's remember what we saw in the original cases before, and it's a similar type of question, which is here, lishna achrina by Rabbi Avin. The Nilishna Achrina, Rabbi Avin's question was the following. Yishfish Hashem nitkaper bo, took out an Hashem to be nitkaper, v'umam, got a mum in it, v'chilolo al acher or chaviro, he then redeemed it on another animal, and then it's messy, the gears here. The question is, does he have to add on a chomesh? Meaning that the first animal, he definitely had to add on a chomesh. The second animal, does he now have to add on a chomesh if it gets a mum in it? That's one case. The next case is, nitkabu v'asham acher, in a case where he took a separate out an asham, and then he lost it, and then he brought another asham, he brought that as the korban, and then finds the original one, v'nitek zale olah, and the original one now becomes an olah, mau, over there, shiosif alav chomesh. Do you have to add on a chomesh in that case? Is that considered to be the original hekdesh? Or is that already considered to be a hatpasah, because it moved from being an asham to an olah? Amar baye, adain kami baile. Let's clarify, what's exactly his question over here? If it is a different form of kedusha in the same body, that's what he's asking about, then leave out the whole issue of getting a mum in it. Just ask the question where he lost it. If it's a new animal, but the same kedusha, meaning that it got a mum in it, and then he was transferring it, then the Gemara here says, and the way that the Tzon Kodashim basically adds on here, He just continues the case and says exactly what we said above. Then he should have just said, if he's looking for a new animal with Kedusha Achat, then skip the getting lost part and just do it in a case where it got a mum in it. Then the Bechule goes on to say, Chada Migo Chado. He adds a question, one from the other, which is, the question was, if in a case by Shnei Gufin, by Kedusha Achat, you tell me over there it's not considered to be a new entity, then tell me in a case where it's a single animal, but now two Kedushot, maybe over there it's a new entity and you won't have to bring a Chomesh. That's what basically the Chule would say. I'll read you what the words in the Gemara say, but we read it. Only in the first Hashem Yaron, Aval Beguf Echad, meaning the new animal, Avgav Dekayim Beotok Dusha, even though it's the same Dusha, Mosif Chomesh, you still have to add on a Chomesh. Odilma Kolotak Dusha, ain't a Mosif Chomesh. Maybe because it's the same level Dusha, you don't add on a Chomesh. Bimtim Salomar Hadein Guf Echad, that when you have different animal but the same Dusha, it's all considered to be one. Kevin Dotak Dusha Kaim, since it's the same Dusha, therefore, ain't a Mosif Chomesh, you don't have to add on a Chomesh. Elenit kaper be'acher, if he got kapara with another one, v'nitak zelo ola, and then this one became an ola, amau, ki mosif chomesh votak guf votak kedusha, that it's only when it's the same guf and the same kedusha, alav kedusha cheret lo, but maybe when there's a new kedusha, you don't, odoma, kemen dotak gufu, but maybe because it's the same animal, eno mosif chomesh, you don't have to add on a chomesh, teiku, the Gemara leaves it unresolved. That's a more complex way of saying exactly what I noted before, which is, it's a nested question asking, first of all, what's the story with two gufin? And once I know the story by two gufin, which is Imtim Saloma, by two gufin, we consider it to be a single entity. And since it's a single entity, you won't have to be Mosif Chomesh. Then what happens when it's the same animal, but two gdushot? Maybe already there, it's a new entity. And if it's a new entity, you would have to be Mosif Chomesh. Or maybe not. And then Gemara leaves that teiku as an unresolved issue. All right, we're going to stop here. 7 lines down on the top of Yud Amud Aleph.